Today we're making an herbal tea for coughs and colds. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays. At this time of year, my daughter Trinity and my husband Tim are always dealing with coughs and colds. And so we actually came up with a tea in our house that we've labeled Trinity's Tea. And we make it up so that we always have it on hand. And Tim's even taken to starting to use it now as well. And it's a combination of colt's foot and marshmallow root. And they're fantastic for colds. And I'm going to tell you what's in it. Remember, it's always important to get checked out by your medical professional first before diagnosing yourself and treating yourself with herbal remedies. So colt's foot, you can actually find it, not this time of year, but in the fall and summer and spring, all along the roads of North America. And it looks a lot like dandelion, only they're kind of a little bit more closed than dandelion. You could pick it yourself and dry it, or you can buy it dried. I got some from Mountain Rose Herbs. And it's fantastic for relieving congestion from the symptoms of bronchitis, coughs, laryngitis, and pneumonia. The alkaloids in coltsfoot are antibacterial and anti-inflammatory. And small dosages of coltsfoot help to open up the bronchial passages, but really large dosages close them. So in a tea, it's great. You're not getting too much. Coltsfoot coat the throat, help to relieve irritation, the irritation that you get from coughing. Contraindications, you only want to use it in tea form. Don't give it to children in over-the-counter cold remedies. You can sometimes see it as sold in over-the-counter cold remedies, so you don't want to do that. Also, sometimes you see them in tincture form. You don't want to use that in any more than 4 to 6 weeks of the year because there's really, really small dosages have been shown to have some carcinogenic qualities in them. So it may also cause high blood pressure, and you don't want to use it if you're pregnant or lactating. So those are the contraindications for coltsfoot. Now, marshmallow root is a plant that grows in wet, marshy areas, and it has a hibiscus-like blossom. The root relieves symptoms of irritation of the mucous membranes, and it helps your body to rid itself of excess fluid and mucus. And it's a great it's an ingredient that's often used in many cough syrups, and it's great for dry coughs too. So contraindications for marshmallow is that it can impair the absorption of many drugs, so you want to allow 2 hours in between using this tea or any orally administered drugs, and probably best to check with your medical doctor if you're going to use marshmallow root and you're on any prescription medications. There is some evidence that marshmallow root lowers blood sugars in lab animals, so caution is advised for any people with diabetes, although there's never been any proof of this in any research studies. So always check with your medical doctor or naturopath if you're going to use any herbal remedies, so that's always the best thing. Okay, so the tea, what I always do is I get my herbs from Mountain Rose Herbs and I buy big bulk batches of it, and then I just take a cup of the marshmallow root, a cup of the coltsfoot, and then I mix it together in a big bowl, and then I put it like this so that I have it for use. And then all you do is I'll take a tablespoon of this pre-mixed and I put it into my infuser and then just pour boiling water over it, and you let it steep for 3 to 5 minutes. And I often make this up for my daughter to take with her just to school in a thermos. And then also for a little extra soothing, I get some local honey because that's really good for colds as well. And the honey coats the throat. It's really good for colds. Local raw honey, so you don't want to buy it at the grocery store or any of the big box stores. And then I'll just put a little bit of that in as well. And you know what? Guess what? That means that the kids are going to drink it because it tastes good. Because probably by itself, there's no way that Trinity would drink this tea, or Tim either for that matter. So once you get the honey in there, then it means everybody's going to drink this tea, and it's going to relieve the colds and So you just steep this and then you mix it all together. And then you've got a great tea that's going to keep everybody, stop them from coughing, and also actually help them to expel their mucus and calm down all the mucus membranes. So I'd love to hear from you. What are your tips for dealing with coughs and colds in this season of winter when we have lots of colds going on? Leave it in the comments below.
Make your shopping trip easy this week. For Dr. Melissa's shopping list of the top 10 fruits and vegetables for juicing sent to your inbox, visit thirstythursdays.tv.